This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Yisro. And we begin the Parsha, of course, with Yisro coming with Tzipora and the two boys after he sends her away. And he speaks and he says, Ani Chosencha, I am your Chosen Yisro, and I'm coming with your two sons. Asher Shema Echad Gershom, the first one's name was Gershom. Now, why is it important to know what the boys are named now? So the late great Rechevener Rosh Yeshiva of Simcha Zissel Beredi Zecher Tzadik Livracha explained that after seeing all of the great miracles, Moshe did not forget the more local and personal miracles that happened to him. In other words, even the incredible things that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu as part of his life, these were not deemed minor by Moshe. Quite the opposite, it brought it back to him. And this is part of what happens when we remember that Hashem's Nisim are with us b'chol yom. It leads us to come ahead and appreciate. And so when Moshe was contemplating his other incredible experiences, Kriyash Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek, so he also remembers, by the way, he also had children at that in this period of time. And those are personal miracles, but certainly no less important to offer thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we're told, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem. Yisro was the first one who screamed out, Baruch Hashem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin notes that it's a very negative of Am Yisrael that none of Bnei Yisrael said Baruch Hashem until Yisrael came along and said it. Did they not sing Shira and Hallel? Right? Of course they did. Why is it so sad that they didn't say Baruch Hashem? They sang so much more and said so much more. Says Rav Nevensal Shalita, the singing Shira is not included in the Bracha. And to that point, no one said a Bracha in public. Praise is great, but the recitation of bracha in public, that's essential, and it was missing. So we're told that the people selected Anshei Chayil, men of valor. Who are Anshei Chayil, men of valor? So the Panovich Rosh Shiva Baruch Do Pavarsky Shalita noted that the situation is best found in interpreting two different descriptions of Chayil and Mishlei, that of Eishes Chayil Miyimsa versus Rabos Banos Asu Chayil. What they do, while there are many who do Chayil, there are not many who are Chayil themselves. And in the case of the Anshei Chayil, we not only have to have respect for what they do, we are to have the trust and confidence in who they are and what they stand for. We're also told by Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, later when Bnei Yisrael are getting ready for Matan Torah, they come to the mountain of Sinai. And Rashi explains, they camped Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And the Gemara at the end of Nazi notes that non-Jews can't accept Nazirus since they don't belong to a Tzibor. The concept of Tzibor only applies to Klal Yisrael. Rav Sadia Gaon used this idea to convey the notion that Ein Umanusenu Uma Element Torah. The idea and that which keeps our nation into being a nation is the fact that we have the Torah. So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechta Shalita mentioned many times in the name of Rav Salavechik that this is the reason why we hold a Sefer Torah when we are Mevarech the Chodesh in Shabbos Mevarchin. It's the Torah that is misaris us into a tzibor, enabling us to establish the time of the month, just like Beis Din used to do it on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the tzibor. We're also told by Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, the Jewish nation camped. And Rashi explained that they camped Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And why was it necessary to be both one person and one heart? So the late Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas of Gedalia Shor Zatzal explained that even within a single human being, there are many different walking contradictions. Man isn't necessarily united and at peace within himself. And so thus, when coming to Har Sinai, not only were the people together united, but within each person there was a unity of commitment on life task that ended the internal conflict within him or her, right? And so that allowed them to go ahead and unite as a nation as a whole. We're told that when they came, Kosomar lebeis Yaakov v'saged lebnei Yisrael. This is how you should speak to bnei Yaakov and speak to bnei Yisrael. It's interesting that we find both words, lemor and lahagid, tagid and tomar, here. And we also find it similarly about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chazal explained that Lahagid refers to speaking in a stronger manner, while Emor has a connotation of a softer tone. And both terms are used because there are two messages that have to be conveyed. The softer the word Lemor is used for the story, as opposed to the harder message. And one of my Rebbeim, Rav Tzvi Sabalovsky Shlita, explained that the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are the prelude to Kabbalah Satorah, are also said in a soft tone that's used for a story to draw the hearts of the listeners. However, merely being inspired by a moving tale is not significant. A commitment to rigorous life of mitzvah observance, symbolized by the stronger form of the word of the speech Lahagid, must follow a Lamor. Eventually, a life dedicated to the Lahagid of mitzvos in turn inspires us, and we internalize the stories we once heard. As much as our appreciation of mitzvos matures, then we continue on a lifelong journey of Lamor and Lahagid, as our Avdus Hashem merges with the soft words of a story with the rigorous commitment to Shmiras HaMitzvos. We need both pieces to happen at the same time. We're also told, Sheshes Yamim Tavot, 6 days of the week you should work. And why does the Torah talk about the days we should work? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal explained that one needs to know that even when engaging in material pursuits, we're still doing so to fulfill the will of Hashem. Moreover, if we work hard to fulfill Hashem's will, then abstaining when we need to abstain, like for Shabbos, will be easier, since it's also the will of Hashem. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Melo Chol Haaretz Kvodo, that the whole world is filled with Hashem's glory and honor. The Dibna Magid notes that when we think of a human being, the human is named and is known by his name, but later as time goes on, the person develops a deeper clarification of that name. And perhaps based on his actions, perhaps it's on his educational pursuits or his financial pursuits. For instance, David HaMelech was first David, then he was David the shepherd, then he became David the musician, then he became David the warrior, and ultimately David HaMelech, David the king. But we recognize him first as David. When it comes to Hashem, it doesn't work that way. Our only ability to relate to Hashem is through the accomplishment. The whole world is but a pale description, but it contributes to the kavod of who he is. Melo Chol Haaretz Kvodo, that is, that whole entirety, the whole entirety of the world that we live in, is part of the kavod of Hashem, is far, far from his complete and total description. We have so much to appreciate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that ability to have that experience to dialogue with him, and may he turn that dialogue into something that never quits, le'einenu and le'einei ha'goyim, and may we be involved in the process. Hu yoshienu v'yashmienu shenis le'einei kochai, le'mor hinga'alti eschem acharis kireishis. May the bracha be fulfilled within our lives, speedily in our days. Shabbat Shalom to all.